Welcome to AM Best Audio.
SSA and Company is warning of a major area of vulnerability in the insurance industry. Accelerated by distributed workforces and poor communications processes, the management consulting company predicts that chaos is the almost inevitable outcome of lapses around tracking, coordination, documentation, and internal communications. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with John Rogers, COO of global consulting firm SSA and Company. John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
So, John, why the dire outlook here?
Well, it's really around moments that matter and expectations that customers have these days. And there's really a desire and need for a consistency in process. And as you think about how you onboard and train people around a process to drive consistency, the ability to sit by somebody and learn from them and have consistent feedback on how they're performing those processes is really important. And in today's world, it's very difficult to do. So I think it may catch up with some folks that are not ready for the new world.
The new world. How much of your concerns here have been accelerated by the pandemic?
Quite a bit. I think that the insurance industry is very, very big on on-site training, person-to-person training, you know, consistency and process, and really training on those processes early on in somebody's career. And obviously, in the last 18 months, that's been very difficult to do on-site, very little on-site. Everything's being done virtually. So as you think about new people coming into the industry, new employees that are being hired, the ability to actually sit by somebody or go over an actual process and learn the process to drive consistency with the client impact is a pretty big deal. And where that's not being done and the consistency is not maintained, it can create real problems for any industry, but especially the insurance industry. And again, those key moments that matter with the customers.
So, John, what are the risks to insurers who don't heed your warnings here?
The big risk is losing clients. If clients aren't feeling the consistency from person to person, process to process that they're used to, it doesn't take too many times where that inconsistency can create dissatisfaction in the process and therefore the company in such a competitive world. So without those key process touch points and the consistency that they expect, there's options, and many of them will go look for options if they're not happy. So that's the biggest risk of all.
What areas do insurers need to address to avoid this grim prediction?
It's really about how you train, how you onboard, and how you drive that consistency. The best case scenario is automation. If you're able to automate some of the process, you're going to pretty much ensure a consistent experience every time from the client. So where companies have gone forward with their automation and have dealt with their clients that way to drive that consistency, then you're probably in pretty good shape. The challenge is where you have a manual process or you rely on the customer interaction, which is really important in the insurance world because of the relationships that people have with their clients. That's where the risk is. If the consistency is not there, they have a poor experience. It doesn't take many of the poor experiences because of a new trainee or a new person or person that hasn't learned the process the way that it's supposed to be done. That's where the risk is.
Is there any sign, John, that some of the insurers may be forward-looking enough to avoid this sort of crisis?
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly some of the insurance companies. InsurTech has been around for a while and has grown significantly during this period. So the companies that have gone forward and faster from a technology / automation perspective are ahead of the game. So they're driving the consistency to their clients. They're maintaining those moments that matter and the consistency around those processes. So they've definitely, they were ahead before this started, and they've probably accelerated that lead during this time.
And for those who don't, what's their fate?
Well, my guess is they're going to continue to lose clients because of poor customer service, poor consistency in process, not taking advantage of those moments that matter where you're directly dealing with a client or a customer. And that inconsistency is going to cost them in the long run. It may not all happen all at once, but the longer this chaos, if you will, continues in the inconsistencies, the more damage it'll have to some of those key players.
So what's your best advice then, John?
There's a couple things they can do. One is continue to move forward with the technology to drive automation and consistency. The other one is there. There's some really good collaborative online tools, and there's new approaches today that have been that have actually come out of this pandemic, this period of time over the last 12 to 15 months, where you can actually do much more collaborative sessions online. You can connect people and have them stay connected with some peers or the training. So again, there's just new ways, new systems, new technology, new software that can really drive the process and get it to a point, if not better than it was before, from an onboarding driving consistency. But you have to invest in it. If you're not investing in it, if you're not investing in technology, automation, and collaboration with your employees, especially your newer employees, your onboarded employees, then you can find yourself getting further and further behind the pack.
John, glad you could join us today.
I appreciate it.
That was John Rogers, COO of global consulting firm SSA and Company. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.